The Chris Farrell Show podcast is presented by Felix Savadas Mercedes-Benz of South Charlotte, Charlotte's premier Mercedes-Benz dealer and the Carolinas' number one volume sales leader. Over 300 new and 200 pre-owned vehicles always available. Visit mbcharlotte.com.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
The Chris Farrell Show.
Yes, farewell to Mr. Daniels, a North Carolina son, the caller pointed out last week. We forget Charlie Daniels, one of ours. Here in North Kakalaki. And I know you love it when I say Kakalaki. It's Chris Farrell Show, News 1110 WBT. It is Saturday, July 11th, 2020. July 11th. That's 7-11. 7-11 day. I am sure that 7-Eleven associates are just thrilled with this special occasion, especially considering South Carolina bars are going to be closing sooner. I'm not sure if you're really putting a dent in the damage alcohol does to the principle of social distancing. Alcohol is social distancing's kryptonite. Okay. So if the idea is to limit public gatherings, fine, stop selling booze a little earlier, and the parties will move private. That's what will happen. And we'll get their booze at the bar. Get their booze at the store. Chance to keep the bar party going and celebrate 7-Eleven Day. I woke up this morning, the pretty morning. It was a pretty morning, but the first public image I encountered, in times being what they are. How you start a day is very important. You want to set the right tone. I'll talk more in a second about a certain tone that I believe many of us remember. But the first public image I encountered upon leaving my hood in Belmont at 4:06 a.m. past the gas station closest to the house, and glaring right there at windshield level. It was one of those kind of like a brick mailbox. It was one of those kind of signs. It wasn't something way up on a post, you know. It's one of those sidewalk signs, you know, right there at eye level as you look through your windshield. so there's no missing what gas costs these days. If that's a sore spot for you and you'd rather just block it out, well, they got the sidewalk signs for that. Passing the sidewalk sign and it's just glaring. $216.99 a gallon. Not to be confused with $216. This is $216.99. It would be a much bigger mistake to confuse that with $216 than $217, because $217, you're off by a hundredth of a penny. If you go by what they would have you believe with that number six there, you're throwing money out the window. So that hundredth of a penny, don't let yourself be insulted. I guess it's supposed to be good that gas prices are going up a little bit. But that is the one way in which I have been spoiled. It's been the one bright spot for a lot of people who have had to learn how to make a living by traveling. So many new jobs are in transportation. And it came at a time where gas didn't cost an arm and a leg. And I'm sure that helped with the transition for lots of people. Because the future is not in the cubicle. The future is on the road. I'm seeing $216.99 just looking at me like, oh, I need sunglasses at 4:06 a.m. Not because my future's looking so bright this time. I just, but you know, I was talking about a tone that most of us would remember. Many of us would remember. You know that noise your analog television set would make when you're watching a live sporting event and the team with the orange uniforms or the yellow uniforms. It could differ depending on your set. You couldn't listen to a Syracuse game. You could watch a Syracuse game, but either have to be on a black and white set or you'd have to turn it down because you're not listening to a Syracuse game. I mean, come on. Those uniforms on an old analog set. Lucky if the tubes don't bust by halftime. But I swear, you know that old noise. I heard it. I heard that noise in my head when I was passing the gas sign, the sidewalk sign. The sign that would not let me avoid the information that gas is back up to $216.99. Maybe gotten a little spoiled, but everything's relative, isn't it? It's all what you're used to. I don't like seeing the two right there at the beginning. It's disconcerting. I see a one and I zippity-doo-dah, you know, even if I'm not stopping for gas, you know, just so $1.89 a gallon. Wow. saw a place down the street about 2 months ago. $1.34. Now, prices fluctuate on perishables all the time. Why was it so incredibly satisfying to look up at that sign and see regular unleaded $1.34 a gallon? And I figured out why. Felt younger. I don't know that I'd seen that since the 1970s. About 5 years ago, I went into a grocery store that I was under the impression that they accidentally had doubled their milk shipment. And a lot of you know where I'm going. About 5 years ago, all of a sudden, milk became $1.50 a gallon. And you see that and you go, I didn't think I would pay that for a gallon of milk again in my life. And you remember the first time you see it. Or the first time in a long time since you've seen it. The cows that made the last batch of $1.50 milk, they're long steaks. Okay, they have long been handed out the window. So you act like this is a new phenomenon, and you just enjoy these retro prices, right? But then times change a bit. Hey, it's summer. There are people, they're not staying home quite as much now. I think it's fair to say that the jury's out on whether or not that's good or bad, but people are getting out a little more. People are driving a little more. And this is the step towards the world we remember. If we could get back closer to that, we are going to feel more in control. And so to see the price goes up is to see the demand go up. And demand for what makes us mobile is a good thing, because that means we are continuing to be a work in progress, an object in motion. And we can't let go of every bit of that, because we were just rollicking beforehand. We were so ready to move past history. And the folks that are being affected, I'm closer than you might think to a lot of folks that are affected by this. This is a strange time in history where price of gas isn't going to save us, but the things that are important, we learn to emphasize those. We can get the most out of what we have. And we want that across the board. Because everything's perishable. I remember one of my favorite wrestlers. In fact, it was down the hall. He would wrestle down the hall. This would have been in the 1970s. Maybe very early 80s. I could not have possibly discovered girls before this. One of my favorite wrestlers would come out every week in the sequined robe. It was so shiny. Every color of the rainbow peacock spectrum sunset. Colors not occurring in nature illuminated from this man's robe. You couldn't hear a thing except because that's the sound the old analog television set would make when anything venturing too far from the hue wheel from high school art class, anything deviating too far from that, You got your audio censored. And this guy was great. This wrestler, man. They were cool looking robes. They sounded terrible, but they were cool. Cool looking robes. I didn't know if he was a good guy or a bad guy because I couldn't hear him. I don't pretend to be able to read lips, but I could swear he spent half his talking time going, ooh, or something. He's just making with his, just a kind of orangutan with his, ooh. So, I mean, but he was excited about it. I mean, all I'm hearing is, but he's still like, ooh, I, that was so long ago. I never did figure out what that dude's name was. He was on every week. He was popular. I'm sure kids with better TV sets talked about him all the time. Not me. I'm sitting there with my old tubes just zzzz. And some blonde fella in a peacock suit going, woo, or something. I mean, I'll never know. And to think that happened right here, I'll probably never find out. People don't keep up with stuff like that. The old analog sets. That's the one thing you don't have to miss about live sports from 1983. I could say, I don't miss the buzz. Didn't Jensen say getting a buzz and going to the Waffle House is not an option? Those were his words. Getting a buzz and going to the Waffle House is not an option. Well, maybe not for you, pal. Maybe not for you 9-to-5ers. But I'm at work right now for what that tells you. You think a buzz and Waffle House is on the table for me? This just in. I am so glad when I get this time with you every weekend morning. Life is an incredibly dynamic thing, if you haven't noticed. And to have someone with which to share, to just let it out. You don't have to know my life story, but I think you could tell that I can use someone to talk to. And this morning, that's you, and that could not mean more to me. Chris Farrell on News 1110 WBT is approaching 625.
WBT, a radio.com station.
Saturday, July 11th. On the Hit Parade. .639 On 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven. July, the 7th month, 11th, the 11th day, 7-Eleven, and that's when you want to close the bars earlier. It's almost as if you had marketing in on this or something. On 7-Eleven day, you're going to have to leave the bars earlier. So stop by your favorite local gas station, convenience store, and do your social non-distancing in a domestic setting. Because that's all that's changing. The idea is to break up the crowd a little earlier. But see, I don't think you're breaking up the crowd. I think you're just kind of moving the party around. I think you're just kind of sliding it around. You know, you're rubbing it around different parts of the city instead of letting them all stay in the same room for the night. Increasing the chances that the rest of us might get some of it on us. Because the folks that are going out drinking right now in big woo-woo crowds, and I know some of you are still up listening because I talked to you, but we're just going to need you to keep it at your place. Nobody's telling you not to have a good time. Telling you to take other folks into consideration in ways you haven't thought of before. This isn't more difficult. It's actually less difficult. It's less difficult and it's less expensive. So think about that. Might add to your freedom. You have a little more money the next day. A little more gas in your car. You won't have $10,000 to pay an attorney because you didn't call Uber, or you won't get in the accident that never happened. It's the case for home's a great one. I've made it many times. So, yeah, don't let the bar close in early. Governor McMaster's in South Carolina. I was thinking, closing time being earlier could help the numbers. And it's probably not a totally empty pursuit. This is not in vain. But it's a step in the right direction when you're talking about a 1,000-mile journey. But still, let's take it. Did someone say step in the right direction? Let's take it. Hot. Another case for staying inside. Plentiful sunshine. Oh, that sounds kind of foreboding. 92 today. But you see, it also says 93 tomorrow. That tells me all bets are off. That it could get hot as 92 today and could get even a little hotter tomorrow. That means it's going to be anywhere between 92 and 102, depending on where you happen to be at that given time. But the consistency is going to be, it's incredibly hot. The common theme, yeah. Buy a bag of ice, walk it to your car, and drink it. How hot it's going to be. I actually did that in New Mexico once. Monday, low 90s. Man, I'm seeing a good bit into the future. I can see a week into the future here. My crystal ball from Ken Boone at the Weather Channel. Dry and hot weather in all caps at the top. Here's what they have in all caps at the top. Big heat wave coming next week. And here's some more caps for you. Dry and hot weather. This looks like a situation where what we need to do is plan right now to have our surrounding climate be something within our control. When making your plans this week, keep in mind that it's going to be warm enough to boil ice outside, and you might want to arrange locales accordingly. Just inside, unless the AC's been off for a really long time. And I'll include this. Guys, makes me mad, but it's a problem every year, isn't it? You already know what I'm talking about. If you have a kid's seat back there, let the kid play with your phone while you're driving. There's your solution. Let the kid play with the phone. You'll keep you off the phone while you're driving. You're not going to forget your phone. And, you know, maybe the kid can knock out some calls for you. Multitask. Get in on the family business from an early age. As long as before I could remember, I'd like to thank Ken Boone with providing us with this morose forecast where I'm seeing a week into the future. Seeing all the way next Friday. Highs in the mid-90s. I can handle that. But the lack of rain, you see, it's going to keep it from cooling off at night, really. The lows are still in the 70s. After being hot all day, it's going to be warmer outside in the middle of the night than you keep the thermostat in your house. That's how hot it's going to be this week. So plan around. I mean, if there's something that requires a lot of heat, this is your week. You know, I don't want to be a party pooper for those who are, this is actually fortuitous. That's great. Good for you, you weirdo. It's Chris Farrell on the Chris Farrell Show, appropriately enough. It's coming up on 6:50 a.m. on this Saturday, July 11th. I wanted to mention this. When it crossed my mind, I jotted it down because I didn't want to forget to say something because I haven't heard this anywhere else. I think it's important. There are lots of older people in the hospital right now. The latest issue of Duh. Yeah, there's lots of older people in the hospital right now. Lots of older people own firearms. And depending on the shape these folks are in, it could be the last thing on everybody's mind. Where are their firearms? Have we secured daddy's guns? Plenty of women own firearms, you know. Forgive me. I'm being sexist. Forgive me. I'm glad that controversy's over. But if you have family in the hospital, until they come home, help mind their things. For one thing, you might find it very therapeutic while you're sorting through things. It might make you feel closer to someone that you may not necessarily even be allowed in the same room with right now. There are so many sick people suffering alone. And we don't even know what form it's taking. Because they can't tell us. Let's be good stewards of those people while they're facing this situation. Let's not have them awaken to anything bad because they weren't able to watch over everything and everybody for once. Let's do them better than that. If you have a loved one facing a health crisis right now, do a very noble thing that perhaps no one else in the family is even thought of for obvious reasons. Take care of their things. Secure their things. If there is something they would police themselves, police it for them. That's a great way to say, I'm thinking about you. And when they come home and find out that you had their back, you had them covered, it's just going to make coming home that much sweeter for everyone. And wouldn't that be a joyous day? Let's plan for the best. I think God's on our side. This is Chris Farrell, News 1110 WBT. Believe I get a couple hours with you tomorrow. Weird, they keep letting me in here. I've got my mask in my pocket. I'm ready to come back. 6:55, I love you.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench, everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.